Next patient is Wendy Dowling. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Palmer. A reason for consultation. Bradyarrhythmia. History patient is a 68-year-old without a significant past medical history period. Patient's electrocardiogram performed by Dr. Palmer's office showed episodes of junctional bradycardia period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of bradycardia period. Patient denied any dizziness, syncope, or near syncope period. Current medication, levothyroxine, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denied recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary and disease, congestive heart failure, or cardiac dysrhythmia, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure, 126 over 70, pulse 70, respiration 16, weight is 120 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, sternum, armahedral, sternum, border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Clinic impression number 1, cardiac dysrhythmia with episodes of junctional rhythm. Number 2, hypothyroidism on replacement. Recommendation, patient's quite symptomatic with junctional rhythm period. I will schedule the patient for a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate any significant bradyarrhythmia or tachycardia period. I will also schedule the patient for a echocardiogram to rule out any structural heart disease period. I will follow the patient after the 7-day heart monitor study and a echocardiogram period. Please send a copy to Dr. David Palmer.